Meta Freeman is here with me in the studio from the Sonoma County Regional Parks, and it's ironic that we're inside because we're talking about outdoor activities, specifically the Sonoma County Trails Challenge. So for beginners, what's the challenge?
The Trails Challenge is an invitation to get out and get active in the parks. It's a fun new resource that helps people use the trails, and it highlights the role that parks play in healthy communities.
Now, we know we've got a lot of beautiful parks in Sonoma County. We talk about that here on the radio a lot. This is, I gather, a incentive to get people out and maybe explore the ones that aren't the closest to them necessarily or the ones they're not familiar with?
Exactly. If you're new to hiking, the Trails Challenge can help you get out and get comfortable on the trails and can help you experience the benefits of outdoor exercise. And if you're already a hiker, the Trails Challenge is just another way to stay active and to maybe learn a little more about your county parks.
Who's being challenged to do what?
Well, we are all being challenged to explore the regional parks. And this is a program that is designed for all fitness levels, from easy to experienced hikers.
How does it work?
By going to SonomaCountyParks.org and downloading a free version of a new trails guide that we have developed just for this program.
And I'm peeking at it here. It's got little red dots showing you where all the pathways are and tells you which ones are easy, which ones are hard, and which ones are in between.
Right. It features 15 trails, and those are our recommendations for getting out and seeing the different landscapes and for trying hikes of different levels. And the guide has turn-by-turn trail directions, it has driving directions to the parks, it has tips for how to prepare for hiking and how to best enjoy the trails.
So there's no excuse to not get out and do it.
There's really not.
Do you have favorites?
I have a lot of favorites. Shiloh Ranch is one of my favorites. That's a little bit more strenuous. It's beautiful. It's somewhat remote, though it's easy to get to. And you're not going to run into a lot of people on those trails.
That's in the hills above Windsor.
Yes. And then another favorite is Riverfront Regional Park.
I know that one well.
That's where I like to go with my dog. She's an older dog, so she likes a more level hiking experience. And so that's one of our favorites.
So it's easy for anybody to participate in the challenge, but you have some incentives too.
Yes, we do. If you go to SonomaCountyParks.org, you can download the trails guide and pick five hikes, any five hikes that you would like to complete anytime before November 30th. Then when you're done with your hikes, go back to SonomaCountyParks.org and we have an online trails log. And you just fill that out. It asks you just a few basic questions about where you went and what the trails challenge was like for you. And then when you submit that, you are eligible for a free trails challenge water bottle and some other gifts. And you could be entered into a drawing for a free regional parks gift membership.
Sonoma County's regional parks are a marvelous resource for us here to get out and participate in the Trails Challenge. The opportunity and the information's all on their website. Meta Freeman, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.